In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, the hermit encounters Archbishop Lamy. Buongiorno, como está le? Asked Giovanni.
Je ne parle pas l'espagnol,
replied the archbishop quickly. Oh, that's because I wasn't addressing you in Spanish, said the hermit. I was greeting you in Italian.
You are a long way from home, said the archbishop a bit more kindly.
We both are, Your Grace, said Giovanni. I myself have been wandering since I was 20. Even though I have never taken formal vows of poverty, chastity, or obedience, I have been faithful to my calling. I have traveled through Cuba, South America, and Canada before I came to the New Mexico Territory.
And I, said the archbishop somewhat wearily, started my vocation oh so long ago. I ran away from my father's home to become a missionary priest. I was to travel to the North American continent and begin my priestly life in a godforsaken little place called Danville, Ohio. From there, I was moved to Covington, Kentucky, when I got the call to come to the pulpit of Santa Fe. Since I had built 6 houses for God up and down the Ohio Valley, Bishop Purcell of Cincinnati forwarded my name as a possible candidate to this newly established diocese. I was anointed and given the title Lord of Agathonica by the grace of God, Lord Bishop of Santa Fe. When I arrived at this place, I found that the inhabitants here lived in mud pie palaces. The hermit had to chuckle to himself as he heard the bitterness with which the archbishop still described his stay in New Mexico. It seemed to him that the archbishop was in a virtual purgatorio, or purgatoire, as a Frenchman would have said it. Or maybe, as the Anglo-Americans tended to pronounce it, he was in a virtual picatoire. In the meantime, the archbishop had been rambling on and on, almost to himself. Why, even in southern France, I had heard that the gods of this area were always thirsting for blood. Little did I realize that it was my blood that they had wanted, for no sooner had I declared myself to be spiritual head of the church here, when there was absolute and immediate resistance from all of the local clergy. Padre Salazar of Santa Clara, Padre Gallegos of Albuquerque, Padre Ortiz from Santa Fe, Padre Lucero from Arroyondo, and Padre Martinez of Taos all swore that they owed no allegiance to any American-appointed French priest. The hermit listened patiently, aware of the fact that the archbishop was dimly reliving his early days in New Mexico, and he thought to distract him. When did Your Grace receive the title of Archbishop? He asked. Why, the pallium was put upon my shoulders in 1875, came the answer.
But the Vatican's representative, Monsignor Cesar Ronchetti, who was supposed to give it to me in the name of Pope Pius IX, got frightened off by the stories that he had heard about the lawlessness of the American West. The pallium was shipped by rail and presented to me by Bishop Salpointe right in this very chapel of the Christian Brothers.
And what is the pallium made of? Asked the hermit. Why, it is a stole made of pure virgin's wool. It has a lampet in the front and one in the back. It is embroidered with 6 dark crosses, and it is spun and woven during the Feast of St. Agnes by the nuns at Trastevere. It is a symbol of my authority. When I die, it is the one vestment that is promised to accompany me to the grave.
Were you given a new title? Asked the hermit.
Yes, said the archbishop. I exchanged the title of Agathonica, and I was called Lord Cesius instead.
The hermit had wanted to ask him some more questions, but his grace was very tired.
You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.